And I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank God. Baruch Hashem.
Getting ready for the big day.
The big day of Yom Kippur is coming. I hope everyone had a meaningful and inspirational Rosh Hashanah. I definitely did. And now we're, you know, in between the days, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, giving us time to reflect on how our Rosh Hashanah was and how we hope to become different by the time that Yom Kippur comes, that the year will be totally different year than in the past. And if you think about it, the question is really is, what I want to try and hopefully get through today is, you know, what is Yom Kippur? How is Yom Kippur observed? Why is Kol Nidre so important? And also is, you know, once the big hype has ended after Ne'ilah, what happens? So if you think about it, what is Yom Kippur? People know that Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year, the day on which obviously we are closest to God from our own soul's perspective. It's a day of atonement, as it says in Leviticus and Vayikra that we read, for on this day he will forgive you, to purify you, that you be cleansed from all your sins before God. Now obviously it's a holiday for 26 hours, where we afflict our souls, we abstain from any food and drink, we wear leather shoes, we don't, you know, put very fancy ointments on our body, we don't take showers, we don't wash, and this is trying to help our neshama, our soul, to come out, to become its full glory, at least on the day of Yom Kippur. And you know, that doesn't only start on the night of Yom Kippur. It starts a little bit before. You know, before Yom Kippur, we perform the kaparot, the atonement service, where we take a chicken or money, whatever a person is accustomed to do, and we ask God to forgive us. We put the sins, take the sins off from us, and we ask God that we should have a good year. We eat a very big festive meal before Yom Kippur, and it's a big mitzvah to do that as well, to give extra charity, and especially something which I think is such an important lesson, as well as is very, very meaningful, I find it at least, is blessing our children, that before we go to synagogue on Yom Kippur for Kol Nidre, many have the custom worldwide to bless their children and to bless them with health, happiness, and to give them, and ask God to be able to give them what they need in their lives. And they, if you think about it, is our future. They are going to be doing everything in our communities and bringing light into wherever we are. I'm sorry?
They are the future.
They are. They are our guarantors. And, you know, every time when I think about that, and when I bless, thank God, my 5 kids, last year was 4, this year I'll be blessing 5, thank God. Hmm. And it really, really hits home. It's a beautiful thing. And I encourage everyone, do it. If you haven't done it before, do it. There's a prayer that you say that, you know, that God should give them whatever they need, like Ephraim and Menashe, so on and so forth. So you can go online, you can Google search. It's very, very easy. Then obviously we have the 5 prayers that we have of on Yom Kippur. You know, we have the evening service, we have the Kol Nidre service, we have the morning service, we have the Yizkor service, we have the Musaf, which is part of the Yizkor, we have the Mincha, the afternoon, and then we have the Ne'ilah, the final closing prayer. And if you think about it, really, how is Yom Kippur really, really observed? Most of the time, what we're doing is we've eaten before, we've done the mitzvah before of drinking, so on and so forth. And then it comes Rosh Hashanah night, where we spend our time with Hashem, with God, in an intimate setting, in a shul, in a synagogue, to be able to connect our neshama, our soul to Him. Now, people ask the question is, Kol Nidre. Everyone, regardless of who you are, whether you be Orthodox, modern Orthodox, conservative, reform, it doesn't make a difference. Everyone knows about Kol Nidre. And it's a big emphasis. placed on Kol Nidrei. The question is, why does Jewish tradition lend so much weight and hype about this seemingly, you know, technical prayer? It's very, very short.
Yeah.
Kol Nidrei is not long. You don't say Kol Nidrei for 5 hours. And there are those who claim that the reason goes back to the days of the Spanish Inquisition, when there were Jews who chose to convert to Christianity rather than face expulsion or death, but they still remained faithful to Judaism at their heart. And they observed some things in hiding as well. And they would gather on Yom Kippur Eve in the hideout, you know, synagogues underground. And before the beginning of the Yom Kippur service, they would tearfully, emotionally entreat God to forgive them for all their public statements that they made in the previous year, which were contrary to their Jewish doctrine. And so this is supposedly also the reason why Kol Nidrei is, we start off with the statement, by the authority of heaven, the tribunal, and by the authority of the earthly tribunal, we hereby grant permission to pray with those who have transgressed. You know, people that have gone against God or spirituality or Torah over the past year. According to Kabbalah, Kol Nidrei is really more than a technical vow annulment. Rather, by releasing our vows and saying things that we've done, we're asking God to reciprocate in kind. In the event that He has pledged not to bring the redemption just yet, in the event that He had made an oath to bring harsh judgment on His people or on a specific person the following year, we ask that He release these vows and instead grant us a year of happiness and redemption. Maybe, it might be other reason. This is something that I think. Maybe this is the reason for this amazing prayer of Kol Nidrei. And, you know, you go from one end to the next end, the Ne'ilah, which is the final prayer, the closing prayer, where the gates are opened of heaven, where we finally come to God and say, seal us, give us everything that we need. It's a very, very short prayer. It's very brief. And what happens after that is that the Havdalah service is performed, and we see that on the night after Yom Kippur, we also start thinking about what we are going to be doing the next hour, the next day. For example, the night following Yom Kippur, meaning in other words, after Ne'ilah,
yeah,
it's supposed to be a festive atmosphere. We have a big meal. It's a very big, people come home and they say, Good Yom Tov, Chag Sameach, Happy Holiday. We start looking forward to the next holiday, which is Sukkot. It's a unique mitzvah. Without delay, we just finished fasting. We just finished Kol Nidrei. We just finished Yom Kippur. Ne'ilah. What's the thing we do? We start talking about the Sukkah.
Keep on going.
Exactly. And the festive atmosphere continues into the next day. The joy continues until the month's conclusion. Simchat Torah, so on and so forth. Giving us this amazing concept of, we've reached this high level of spirituality. We've climaxed to the highest level, right after Ne'ilah, the highest level of Yom Kippur. But we don't stop. We don't end right there. Let's take that energy and power and keep going to the next holiday. Right away, start preparing how I'm going to build the sukkah. Some people in the world even go out and start building the actual sukkah right after the fast.
Yeah, in Israel, right after the fast, you see kids looking for wood.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And that's the lesson that I think we take from Yom Kippur. To go to shul and become inspired is a beautiful thing. Whether I go to shul for the 3 hours, an hour, 6 hours, 10 hours, it doesn't make a difference. The question is what happens when Yom Kippur is finished? What do I do then? Do I take that spirituality and let me pull through the next year, the next week, the next day? And that's what Yom Kippur is about. So I request that everyone, right after Yom Kippur, don't let it end. Don't seize that opportunity of spirituality. Take it to the next level. Plan your sukkah. See where you're going to be going. If you're building a sukkah, how you're going to build it. And with that, God should grant everyone a healthy, happy, sweet new year. He should seal us in the book of life, in the book of health, in the book of happiness and prosperity, and that we should seize on this moment and take that spirituality with us into the future. And I think that is something so important that we can all learn from Yom Kippur.
That's nice. So you want to mention the times of the prayers?
Yes, absolutely. We have Kol Nidre is at 7:10, Tuesday evening, I believe, is Yom Kippur, correct? Tuesday
evening.
Yeah. I'm mixing up already on days.
No, it's
everything's
fine.
Coming up so fast. Tuesday evening we have 7 o'clock, then we have 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. Ne'ilah is at 5:40. Mincha is at 5:45, followed by Ne'ilah, and then obviously we have a big break, the fast, which everyone is welcome to, right after Ne'ilah, where we blow the shofar. So it's open to anyone that wants to come. It's definitely open to any student that wants to come. This year we have a phenomenal year of students. You know, I'm just going to tell you that in the Rosh Hashanah we were only expecting 17, 18 students to show up,
and there was a big boom,
and we had over 30. So it was beautiful. You know, we had some people sitting on the couch on the roof. It doesn't make a difference. Everyone was part of it.
That's it.
And so I want to wish everyone a gemar chetimah of a healthy, happy, sweet new year, and God should seal everyone in the book of life.
Thank you, and we will, God willing, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, we'll start talking about Sukkot.
Yeah. Us.
Thank you. You
and
too.
Meaningful.
Thank you, and I hope to see. You know, I encourage everyone. Even if you're not a shul goer, there are three options where you're able to go. There's the temple, there's the Shar Shmona, there's Shar Tzedek. Go find one place that you feel comfortable. Go for an hour. Go for 3 hours. No one's watched part of it. Become spiritual. You'll feel great.
Thank you again, Rabbi.
All right. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.